rankings tops your sports report.
Kim, world football's governing body, FIFA, released its first set of rankings for 2015 on Thursday. The 2014 World Cup champion, Germany, remains number one overall, followed by Argentina, the team it beat in the World Cup final. Colombia, Belgium, and the Netherlands round out the top five. Turning to Africa, the Desert Foxes of Algeria remain the highest-ranked team on the continent at 18th overall. Another North African side, Tunisia, is next at 22nd overall, followed by Ivory Coast at 28, Senegal at 35, and Ghana at 37. Guinea is 39th overall, and the Cape Verde Islands is 40th. Rounding out the top 10 teams in Africa in the FIFA January rankings, we have Cameroon at 42, Nigeria at 43, and Mali at 49. With the exception of Nigeria, all of those African teams I mentioned are getting ready to pack their bags for Equatorial Guinea and the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations tournament. I preview the competition in my latest blog post, which you can read at the following address, blogs.voanews.com/sunny. Once again, that address, blogs.voanews.com/sunny. The title of my blog post is New Champion to be Crowned at Equatorial Guinea 2015. It's shaping up as one of the most competitive Africa Cup of Nations tournaments in recent years. The 16-team competition, which kicks off January 17th, features nine former champions, but not the reigning title holder, Nigeria, which failed to qualify. Our African football guru, David Legg, says he thinks there are seven teams that could possibly lift the trophy on February 8th in the seaport city of Bata. They are, in alphabetical order, Algeria, Cameroon, Ghana, Ivory Coast, Senegal, South Africa, and Tunisia. Meanwhile, David says Africa's highest-ranked team, the Desert Foxes of Algeria, have made changes to their Nations Cup roster because of injuries.
Bel Kalim and Abeid, a defender and a midfielder respectively, they've had to pull out of the final 23-man squad, and Karamudo and the uncapped Ahmed Kashi come in. But I don't think this is going to greatly weaken the Desert Foxes. They've got quite a strong squad, strong in depth. And also their coach, Christian Gourcuff, very wisely named seven replacements when he named his 23-man squad.
Next up, David, we have the Black Stars of Ghana.
Fingers crossed very tightly, Sonny. We are assured there has been a final agreement over the issue of bonuses. Now, regular listeners to the Sunny Side of Sport will know about the fiasco during the World Cup in Brazil last year, which ended with, to me, one of the most embarrassing moments ever for African football, when quite literally a plane load of cash had to be flown from Ghana to Brazil to stop the players of the Ghanaian team from boycotting a World Cup match against Portugal, a match they had to win. It's now on record, Sonny, that the players spent much of the night counting this cash to make sure they got every last cent that they were entitled to. And it's equally on the record that these players perhaps were a little bit tired by the time it got round to the Portuguese game, which they went on to lose by 2-1. Now, the deal is as follows. For each group win, the Black Stars will get $5,000, and if they go on to win the tournament, they will get a total of $60,000 each. But I cannot confirm at this stage, Sonny, whether a plane is on standby at Accra Airport to fly all this cash to Equatorial Guinea. I hope not. I hope by now there's a little bit more trust between the officials and the players. But the bottom line is, if the Black Stars win a fifth title, and their first since 1982, each one of the players will be $60,000 richer.
Still with Group C, David, shaping up as a very competitive group, we have Senegal.
Yes, Sonny, and more injury problem. This time it's a really key player in the Senegalese side, Sadio Mane. He's got a knee injury and is extremely doubtful. In fact, his English Premier League club, Southampton, said he's got no chance of playing at the Nations Cup finals. However, the Senegalese have said, please fly him to Equatorial Guinea and we'll assess him there. Sadio Mane is not the only striker who's in doubt. The other one is Diafra Sakho, and he's the guy who we recently highlighted on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
As a player who scored in six consecutive matches in England, a truly remarkable achievement. So some injury woes among the strikers, Sonny, for Senegal.
Finally in Group C, David, South Africa.
Yes, Sonny, and a warm-up victory over Zambia, but they left it very late. It was a shot-shy game at Orlando Stadium in Soweto. The first shot on target was after 61 minutes, and ironically, it came from a South African defender. And the only goal of the game came 9 minutes from the end when one of the second-half substitutes, Tuso Pala, scored with a hard, rising shot from close range. And that gave a boost to the South Africans a couple of days after their coach, Sheikh Mashaba, named his final squad. And it's a squad that contained, for many locals, one big surprise omission, and that was Tulani Serero. Now, Tulani Serero plays for Ajax Amsterdam. He's the only South African currently who plays European Champions League football. And on that basis alone, many people thought he would make the final squad. The reports since have indicated that Serero was just far too arrogant and self-confident for his own good. He had told squad members that he would skip a post-Christmas training camp of 4 days, which he duly did. But he told the players as well that he would see them after the squad was named, clearly indicating he believed he was certain of a place. If there's one thing Sheikh Mashaba will not tolerate, it's that sort of behavior. He's absolutely a passionate man, and he firmly believes in patriotism. He has stressed this repeatedly, and also loyalty. And Serero is not the first victim. There's also a Swedish-based player named Akwangu. He recently skipped the game because he said he was a bit tired. And Mashaba literally saw red over this. So one thing's for sure, no matter how good you are as a footballer and you're eligible for South Africa, just be humble when it comes to dealing with their coach, Ephraim Sheikh Mashaba.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa.
I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
Game on, VOA sports fans. Now let's go back to Johannesburg. That's where local favorite Ernie Els shot a 5-under par 67 Thursday to take the first-round lead at the South African Golf Open, a tournament he's hosting and serving as the official ambassador. Talk to us about that 67, Ernie.
You know, I wanted to obviously get it under par. I didn't have a great start. I hit it in the hazard on my third hole, so I made bogey there, but turned it around, made a nice bunker shot out of a bunker on the par three, So things went my way, and then I played a really nice, solid back night. So that was pleasing.
I'm sure it's also pleasing to the South African fans to see Ernie Els walking around the course at the Glendower Golf Club in Johannesburg. Ernie says he first played at the tournament nearly 30 years ago.
I've been playing the tournament since 1986. Missed quite a few years here and there. But, you know, at my age now, you know, to have a title like that and to be associated with the South African Open is a great honor. So took it on with both hands.
Taking it on with both hands. Hey, Ernie, what are your goals for 2015?
It's his first week of the year. You know, there's a bit of rust. I've got some really big plans, which I don't want to. You know, I want to have a good year this year. I want to try and be in contention in many tournaments and try and win some big stuff. So, you know, but back here in South Africa, you know, I've been playing in front of this public since I was 13 years old. So it's been a long career in South Africa.
Long career and a great career. That's South African golf star Ernie Els speaking with us from Johannesburg. Ernie shot a 67 on Thursday, and he's leading the South African Open, a tournament he's hosting and also serving as the official ambassador. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny. And my Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. If you check out my Facebook page today, Thursday, you'll see a new profile picture of me with the legendary music man, Leo Sarkisian. Leo celebrated his 94th birthday on Sunday. He just keeps going and